pulsing out from the transmitter tower into the tube coils behind your window dock.
It was on the second floor on Coronado Street. I used to get drunk and throw the radio through the window while it was playing. And, of course, it would break the glass in the window. And the radio would sit there on the roof still playing. And I'd tell my woman, oh, what a marvelous radio.
You confirm the large cataclysmic flames and smoke as being an art project?
You're off the air.
I said, what? He said, you're off the air.
They transduced amplitude modulation.
The air.
Over. We are not here to keep people from being stupid. Once they are stupid, we will pick up the pieces, but we're not going to stop people from having whatever experience they want to have.
You aren't quite serious in America yet. You haven't got the war right under your chins, and the consequence is you can still play with ideas of terror and conflict. It's a natural thing to do until you're right up against it.
So it ceases to be a game.
And then it ceases to be a game.
Don't get too near that leak. You wouldn't want to wind up in the other universe, would you?
Sexual purity, and then this the concept of, you know, your transmitter, your signal, your frequency.
So here's this sort of radiophonic form of radiance where you have these technology things and people connected to other people. It is not merely a product of radio and radio technology and other 20th century technologies, but it goes back to some of these aesthetic philosophers and their figure out of connected.
They continued to broadcast until these facilities were attacked by armed gunmen who basically shot up the transmitters and other equipment and silenced that public radio TV system that the people were using.
All I can do is ask the inspector. All right, let you know that you're violating Part 15 of the rule. You have a nice day. You too. I guess knowing that you're in violation,
we are at war with our own government, and it's no longer a democracy, and that in order to win any war, you need to be able to shoot, move, and communicate. And even if you can't shoot or move, if you can communicate, you can keep your ass from getting shot. And, you know, understand how to move safely. And I really feel like communication is the key point to winning this war.
It could be.
No, well, very, very few cases at all. Of course, really an incident out in Iowa.
Look, gentlemen, not just these words in front of the mirror. Although we are constantly exploring something, currently, there is no direct evidence that links cell phone usage to brain cancer.
Getting cheaper.
This idea to create own transmitters is very important in Germany because the last death penalty for using a transmitter was in the 50s. In the 50s, some pupils in Eastern Germany created their own transmitter, broadcast, and got this death penalty. The court was in Weimar, the site of the Bauhaus University. They were executed, I mean, in Moscow, because it was a communist there. So this fear to create transmitters...
The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
To get rid of this fear, we create all this.
Become of the radio without messages. Silent radio telephone without images.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation.
obviously a major malfunction. We have no downlink.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space. Yet across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that are to our minds, and ours that are the beasts in the jungle, intellects vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes, slowly and surely drew their plans against us. In the 39th year of the 20th century came the great disillusionment. Near the end of October, business was better. War scare was over. Four men were back at work. Sales were picking up. This particular evening, October 30th, Crosley Service estimated that 32 million people were listening in on radio.
Change in temperature. A slight atmospheric disturbance of undetermined origin is reported over Nova Scotia, causing a low-pressure area to move down rather rapidly over the northeastern state, bringing a forecast of rain accompanied by winds of light gale force. Maximum temperature 66, minimum 48. This weather report comes to you from the Government Weather Bureau. We take you now to the emergency room in the Hotel Park Plaza in downtown New York, where you will be entertained by the music of Raymond Rochello and his office.
And that was a piece from our very own.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
I hope people can hear the speakers on. So
ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity. Professor Pearson of the observatory at Princeton confirmed Farrell's observations and
the number posted on their web counter at justforeignpolicy.org is 1,087,537 Iraqi civilian deaths since 2003. The vast majority of Americans are unaware that the numbers are so high, he said.
There was an AP poll in February that asked people to say how many Iraqis they thought had been killed in the U.S. invasion and occupation. And the median answer, the answer that was in the middle in the people that they surveyed, was 9,000. As Les Roberts pointed out in an op-ed in the Baltimore Sun last week, that could well be off by a factor of 100. I mean, if you compare it to these estimates that more than a million Iraqis have been killed. So clearly, most Americans are not aware of the Iraqi death toll, largely because it's not being reported on. Particular incidents are reported, of course, horrific incidents. But what the media largely are not talking about is the overall death toll in the U.S. invasion. There were 24, 25 million Iraqis in 2003. So we're talking about something on the order of 4% of the Iraqi population. have been killed since the U.S. invasion.
Civilian casualty reports on the Iraq War have ranged wildly over the years, depending on which Iraqi or foreign group has studied them. Time and time again, the Bush administration has rejected higher estimates. But at Just Foreign Policy, Robert Neiman remains confident. Neiman has a master's in mathematics and economics.
We'll never know exactly how many Iraqis have been killed. Somebody claims that they know, and I would treat that with extreme skepticism. But we can construct an estimate, and people do this all the time. And even as part of understanding the world, constructing estimates of things that you can't count directly. So, for example, if you read something in the press about deaths in Darfur, in the Sudan, well, that's an estimate. It's constructed the same way, essentially. But the Lancet study constructed this estimate, cluster survey. So a bunch of people send them around to different places. You ask what happened, and construct an estimate. The same way that an opinion poll works before an election. Am I confident in a description of overall level? Yes, I'm confident in using the same techniques that people use all the time to speak about, you know, what...
dodao da je rat daleko od završetka. Pripadnici jedinice za specijalne operacije koje je vlada Srbije sa
standard veto Washington's plan for the post-war government in Iran. This promises to make the leader a new UN resolution to endorse the plan. John Knapp reports.
Substantial U.S. equipment north of Baghdad has separated national oil funding and the bank.
Thank you now to Global Bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carl Phillips again, out of the room of Farm, Global Service Center. The outbreak is 11 miles from Central Kentucky. Well, I hardly know where it is. Anything you're aware of, it's the same thing before my eyes, like something out of the modern Friday night. Well, I just got there, I had to have a chance to look around yet. I guess that's the thing directly in front of us. Half buried in a bad position. Mushrooms have struck with terrific force. The ground is covered with splinters and debris. It must have struck on its way down. But I can see the object itself doesn't look very much like a meteor.
We're guessing is that they were unopposed in their landing. Of course, there have been special operations forces operating up there with Kurdish groups. So it has been reconnoitered some way in advance. What happens in the Pentagon when this kind of finally a breakthrough in the north after all the frustration with Turkey?
I think it's about one person every 2 to 3 seconds crossing over the fence.
Particularly on a case like this, when...
earlier in the march, when about 1,000 howling pro-George Bush right-wingers reamed insults at marchers while penned up in what amounted to giant chicken coops on police fencing.
I haven't mentioned in all this excitement, but it's becoming more distinct. Perhaps you've caught it already on your radio. Listen, please.
We will
Air Force and other services. I'm sorry.
We will The point is, nobody wants to be flying airplanes in the next year or two that are being targeted
by Iraqis.
The number, my friend said, if you consider everything, He said he would guess that the Marines alone with that 50 will, months were dropping about 2 million items, if you include rockets and lightweight ordnance. I don't want to get too technical, he's talking about aim points. He says basically, that means that in every given day, 24/7, we're targeting anywhere from 1 to 200 targets.
I can see the same
spot,
it's large.
An hour later, 200 targets. Now, given that level of respect, the Marines are looking at it.
The eyes are slightly
afraid, we will know
something breaking out of the shadow like a great snake. Now it's another one,
We are bringing you an eyewitness account of what's happening on the Wilmoth Farm, Groversville, New Jersey. We now return you to Carl Phillips at Groversville.
Ladies and gentlemen, here I am, back to Stonewall that joins us Wilmoth Garden. From here, I get a sweep of the whole scene. I'll give you every detail as long as I can talk and as long as I can see. More state police have arrived. They're drawing up a cordon in front of the pit. About 30 of them. No need to push the crowd back now. They're willing to keep their distance. The captain is conferring with someone. Can't quite see who. Oh, yes, I believe it's Professor Pearson. Yes, it is. Now they've parted, and the professor moves around one side.
Report that 58,368 have suffered non-mortal injuries and illnesses. This information also comes from highcasualties.org. Also, at least 1,012 private contractors have been reported killed in Iraq. Most of these are from U.S. firms. This information comes from highcasualties.org and the U.S. Department of Labor. Past weekend, 5 U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 717 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been reported killed since the invasion in October 2001. Of that number, 457 are U.S. soldiers. U.S. Department of Defense reports that 1,472 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. They also report that 7,334 injuries. These numbers have not changed. Extrapolate the total to be 1,099,372 Iraqis killed.
That book. It's all about that afternoon, 9/11. They're talking about going to Iraq, and Clark knows something about Iraq.
At least 157 Iraqis reported killed. Clark over the total is at least
1990 when Osama bin Laden goes into Kuwait.
Total for the year.
I mean, when Saddam goes into Kuwait.
17,000
in August of 1990, Osama bin Laden left his haven
the
in Afghanistan
war,
and ran home to Saudi Arabia to see the rulers and say, "Let me go get him."
And
he wanted to go get the infidel. And so Clark knows there's nothing but animosity. Bin Laden and Saddam
dollars
in the second country
just for the Iraq
witch hunts,
the
witch hunts against Saddam.
Or taxpayers in Hawaii.
And
tax bill is at $1.5 billion counting. For taxpayers in Honolulu,
a village.
Your bill is at $417.3 million.
He thought he had the Muslim Brotherhood.
We'll now read the names of some Iraqi civilians reported killed.
So there's no love. So
again, these civilians reported killed on the 29th of March.
Wolfowitz comes up to the president and starts blabbering about
Hassanian Karak Salim.
Writes about his shock.
18-year-old boy.
He went up to the president and said, "No, and the president waited."
Asna Awan Hussein. 45-year-old woman.
We will. The next voice you hear will be that of Professor Pearson, brought to you by direct wire. Professor Pearson.
Man.
Of the creatures in the rocket cylinder at Grover's Mill, I can give you no authoritative information either to their nature, their origin, or their
the park's
purpose
open space
here on Earth.
Beirut filled up with the displaced.
Of their destructive instrument, I might mention some
objective
explanation.
Look at this child.
For want of a better term, I shall refer to the mysterious weapon as the heat ray.
Or to
evidence these creatures have scientific knowledge for an advanced world. It's my guess that in some way they are able to generate an intense heat in the chamber fracturing the astral's non-conductivity. This intense heat they project in a parallel beam against any object they choose by means of a polished carbonic mirror of no composition.
Activists around the world have been calling on the Sudanese government to immediately accept deployment of international peacekeepers
to protect
civilians in
the
troubled
region
of Darfur. Despite these calls, reports continue
thank you,
of killing,
Professor Pearson.
Rape, and looting.
Ladies and gentlemen, here
internationally,
is the
those who might change things.
It is a brief statement informing us that the charge
the
by the
ocean away and families are still being separated as the detention center in Guantanamo Bay is
now
5 years old. Still
the office
no
of the director of the National Red Cross reports 10 units of Red Cross emergency workers have been assigned to the headquarters of the state militia.
And the unlawful practice of executing suspected terrorists to secret detention centers often becomes known to use torture.
The fires at Grover's Mill and vicinity are now under control.
Scouts report
all quiet in the pit, and there is no sign of life appearing from the mouth of the building.
In 2003,
Yemeni
national Mohammed Bashmullah was detained during a trip to Jordan, handed over to the U.S. He was held in secret U.S. custody for 18 months, completely isolated and cut off from his family. He was never told why he'd been arrested and never charged with any crime. And then they covered my eyes and ears with a band and covered it all with sticky plaster. At that moment, I could not hear them thunder anymore because they hit every part of my body. But my mind was thinking, and I just felt that both that bird must have spared me from the cave before it had sunk. That was one thing. The other thing is that I was wondering how my mama and wife would be.
Listen, that's why.
Leading edge units, the U.S. and the Americans went to the coast and went to the coast and went to the coast. There were a lot of special forces that were
there.
A lot of the guys, some who recently were there, but some who were not. Anybody with any significant training, some of the scraps were in 2002. This is Warner's Radio.
The maintenance company down there, we pretty much maintain all the equipment.
Way before
21-year-old Corporal Jesus Granados is also stationed in Camp Division.
I've been deployed from February 27th. My second deployment.
These two Marines have remarkably similar life stories. Their families left Mexico for California while they were young.
Speaking of thousands lined up for the march,
some of the So I missed the significance of the shift. In other words, this is a president who decided that the way to stop terrorism, to stop Bin Laden, is to move the terrorists. As two protracted overseas wars rage on, 47,000 within the next 5 years, ex-army experts studied the
misconceptions of what you see on TV and what you see in the movies.
Started off with rather generous hope.
The thing that we have
already started, usually air force and naval personnel, big grounds.
Su preuzeli kontrolu nad jednim od ključnih avio uzletišta, saopštili su američki zvaničnici. Britanska agencija Reuters se javila pozivajući se na izjavu neimenovanog zvaničnika da je reč o pripadnicima američke snage. Iračke snage vode žestoke borbe za most preko reke Eufrat, kako spada napada. Jedna kolona iračkih vojnih vozila izašla iz opkoljene Basre i krenula ka jugu, ka poluostrvu Fala. Američki predsjednik Bush izjavio da je dalje negdje tam bi pobjedili.
Our situation is not any
then. So, the more stuff President builds up, believes there's a weapon there.
For example, if there's an exhibition going on, how can you leave your house to go and take part in it?
Both security and infrastructure problems are causing major challenges.
Now we finish 15. There's a further. I'm stepping away from that. And that hurts. That hurts more.
In 2006, Army experts studied the mental health of soldiers and Marines. Army morale was simply lower than
Iraq. Been systematically, if you look at
when deployment length and deployment history were taken into consideration, however,
former
Pianist name.
story.
Unfortunately, I'm
34 years old. Royal Danish Army. Larry I. Raubel. 5 years old. U.S. Army. West Jordan, Utah. Thomas L. Bruner, 8 years old, U.S. Army Reserve, Owensboro.
The situation in the markets is very difficult. Wherever you go, there's a combat. The cast used to go shopping sometimes twice a day. Now we go every 4 days. We shop and return home quickly. Even in the markets, you cannot see as many people as you used to.
Mod sets, unfortunately, are on.
Are they lifting their metal hands? This is the end now. Smoke comes out, black smoke drifting over the city. People in the streets see it now. They're running toward the East River, thousands of them. Dropping in like rats. Now the smoke's spreading faster. It's reached Times Square. People are trying to run away from it, but it's no use. They're falling like flies. Now the smoke crossing 6th Avenue. 5th Avenue. 100 yards away.
Activists around the world are calling on the Sudanese government to immediately accept the
point of the
peacekeepers to protect civilians in the troubled territories. Despite these calls, reports continue of killing, rape, abuse, and international laws who might change things for sports in the future.
Припадите единицы на специальную операцию, которую вы должны сделать.
美国的单边主义政策，伊朗所制定其他国家对美国、对伊拉克采取的好战政策表示坚决反对。